Welcome to the Bring Your Book to Life podcast that turns your authorship dreams into reality, one chapter at a time. I'm Andrea Seidel, your host and personal book doula. Think of this podcast as your all-in-one guide to authorship. I'm here as your compassionate friend, your creative supporter, and the compass through the authorship journey. With my gentle nudges and unwavering support, I'm here for you from the spark of inspiration to the joyful delivery of your book. Are you ready for this page-turning adventure? Welcome to Bring Your Book to Life. Hello, author and expectant author. Welcome to Bring Your Book to Life podcast, powered by me, the book doula, and brought to you by Live Life Happy Publishing, where we believe book writing and publishing should be fun, impactful, and accessible. I'm your host, Andrea Seidel, and today we're going to talk all about this idea of book pre-order success. So if you've written your book and you're about to get it published, it's really important to set up this pre-order. And now there's so many benefits to this. And I often have my clients saying, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous about the marketing and the promoting aspect of my book. Like, how do I, you know, I've given birth to my book. Like, how do I get my book into the hands of people that need it? What's so cool about a pre-order is that you can set yourself up for huge success when you actually launch your book. So this is something you do actually before your book is available to the world. So pre-ordering a book, especially it's really focused on Kindle, it can be such a strategic move to help build anticipation of your book that's coming out and also build excitement around your book launch. So there's so many reasons why it's really smart to have a pre-sale and to do a pre-order. And then I'm going to talk all about how to set it up so that you can set up the successful pre-order book launch. And there's so many reasons why it's so important. So now, really important to know that Kindle pre-orders are powerful and recognize that you cannot do pre-orders unless you set it up yourself on your website, but you cannot do pre-orders for paperback. This is only available for Kindle. And so we're going to talk about Kindle. That's what I'm going to talk about today. So why Kindle pre-orders are smart. So basically the number one thing they do is they build this anticipation. And what it does is pre-orders allow people to start buying your book before it's even available. So it creates this buzz and this anticipation that your book is going to be coming before it's even released. So that way you can start already your marketing and promoting efforts and letting people know, like, hey, by the way, this book is coming on April 4th. But the great news is you can pre-order your copy now. And so what that does, it allows people to go in and place that order. So this leads to an increase in excitement among your audience, and it actually helps to potentially make more sales upon your release date. Now, we'll talk all about this idea of why it's so good to build up for your release date. So what it does is it boosts your ranking. So pre-order sales, they actually count towards your book sales on your book launch day. So you can see if you get a whole bunch of people pre-ordering your book, which is so exciting, then on the day that your book is actually launching and available, it suddenly drives the algorithm up and almost like slaps it in the face and says, hey, this book is available and look how many people have purchased it. So what happens is this can really help you with boosting your rankings. And what it does is it allows your book to more likely be noted for a hot new release or drives it up into the rankings on the platform like Amazon. So higher rankings actually lead to increased visibility, and that increased visibility, say that fast five times, that increase in visibility equates to more sales potentially. So the other great thing about pre-orders is it allows people to get your book on the very first day it's available so that they can write your first reviews. So these are early reviews. So pre-orders give those readers the opportunity to leave reviews as soon as they're finished your book. As soon as they get it, they read it, they're excited about it, and then they can write those reviews, because reviews are so important. They can help generate social proof and credibility for your book from day one. Like, that starts on the first day. So it's so great. The other thing is marketing opportunities. So having a pre-order period allows you to kind of come up with this plan and execute marketing strategies. So as part of your plan, you can promote your book leading up to your release date. So it gives you a reason to be posting. I also, obviously, book launches are so exciting. So you want to promote your book launch and it's coming up too. And so that's just a wonderful way, like pre-order now. So if you're doing a lot of promoting that your book is coming soon, if you don't have a pre-order, they might forget about your book. Whereas if you have a pre-order set up, it sends them directly to your pre-order and it's fantastic. Okay, so how do we set up a successful pre-order book launch? And so this is what I recommend with my clients. I mean, there's so many ways you can do this, but what I always recommend is obviously you need to prepare your manuscript. So you want to make sure your book is fully edited, that it's formatted, that you have the interior files created, that you have your EPUB version ready to go, ready for publication before setting your pre-order. This is so mandatory because, by the way, if you don't hit the deadline to provide them with your files, you're blacklisted and you no longer can have your books on pre-order. So the idea here is you want to make sure your manuscript is ready, that you're good to go, that you are ready, and that you have an EPUB version of your book. Now, working with a publisher, they won't even set up your pre-order until they know they have your manuscript all prepared and ready to go. And that's what we do. So the other thing is you choose your release date. So you pick that date, right? You pick your release date. And what you want to do is have your book launch. You want to have your pre-order on the same day. You want everything to coincide on this date. Choose that date that gives you enough time to promote your book effectively, to kind of tease out that your book is coming. But you don't want it to be like so far down the road, like a year, because people are going to forget about it. So it's really important to kind of create a reasonable time frame in order to maintain interest and keep the interest there, and but also be able to tease it out that your book is coming. So another thing you can do is create your book listing. So obviously you're going to set up your listing on Kindle Direct Publishing, KDP. Your publisher or a hybrid publisher will set this up for you if you're doing it. And so what you want to do is obviously during this time, you're going to create your book listing. So that involves your cover. You're going to make a really compelling book description. And then what you're going to do is set up the option to make your book available for pre-order. And then you just set your pre-order, you set your date. And then what you do is you, because you've set the pre-order period, make sure that you decide how long you want your pre-order to be beforehand. You don't want it to be so long. Just a few weeks is usually good before the release date. You want to make sure that you have everything prepared before setting this up. Again, promote your pre-order, right? So start promoting your pre-order as soon as it's available, as soon as you have that link, as soon as it's there and available and you can see it on Amazon. This is your exciting, I swear to gosh, it's so exciting to see your title up on Amazon, even if you don't have your paperback files ready or anything, but you see your book and it's available coming soon kind of thing. It's so exciting. And so this is part of the excitement that you can promote to your world, to your family, your friends, and everyone, that your book is available for pre-order. So utilizing obviously your website, your social media channels, your email list, and any other platform or network that you use to spread the word, right? This is really important. So you want to promote your pre-order. Some of my clients have even offered incentives like exclusive content, or they offer them a free webinar that encourages the pre-order. So if you pre-order my book, I'm going to offer you this free webinar as a gift. And then they just have a free webinar for all the people who put in pre-orders. Kind of nice incentive there. The other thing is that it engages your audience. So it keeps your audience engaged throughout the whole pre-order. So what you're doing is you're kind of teasing out, and they feel invested. You can give them updates and sneak peeks of behind the scene looks of what's coming soon. And they feel a part of the process. And I think what they call that is the IKEA effect, when they feel like, when we felt like when we build furniture by IKEA, we actually like the furniture more. So in psychology, they call it the IKEA effect. And that's the same thing when your audience feels engaged and invested in your book, they're more likely to support you and spread the word as well. So again, obviously we're encouraging reviews here. So, so powerful because reviews tell other people why your book's incredible and why they should read it. So what you want to do is encourage your readers who pre-ordered your book to leave reviews, you know, once they've finished reading it. This is really positive reviews early are so important and they help generate that nice momentum for your book. So another thing is monitor your sales. Keep an eye on the pre-order. I always get excited. I go into the pre-order area and I can see, yay. So see how your marketing efforts are affecting your pre-order. So notice if when you do one thing, suddenly your pre-orders increase or, you know, all these things. So you want to maintain and just make sure that you really are maximizing your visibility and notice, you know, what you're doing and how it's working. And that way it'll kind of help you. Okay, more of that if you see your pre-sales increasing kind of thing. All right, so let's talk tips and tricks for successful pre-order book launching. So over the years, this is kind of what I've noticed works for me. So obviously, and you'll work with your publisher to create a compelling cover. Your book cover is the first thing that potential readers will see. So you want to make sure that it's super eye-catching, it's super professional, not just create on Canva, although you can start on Canva, we love Canva, but then we want to make sure that we move it into making it look more professional and create it very professional. So that's important. So create that compelling cover. Also, you can offer, like I was saying earlier, these pre-order bonuses. So by consider offering these bonuses, they're kind of incentives for readers to pre-order your book because not everybody loves digital. Some people want the paperback, so they're going to wait. But if you give them an incentive, then they might order pre-order your book, right? And maybe there's exclusive content you can offer them, or maybe you mail out signed copies after, or you know, maybe it's an entry into a giveaway for a signed copy of your paperback book, or you know, all these things. So bonuses, the people love bonuses. I know I do. Okay, so the other thing is that building your email list, right? So you want to utilize your email list to let all your subscribers, all the people that already like you and know you and trust you, and they're already on your list, you want to tell them about your pre-order, right? So encourage them to spread the word to their networks as well. So building your exposure, really, really important, right? And keep doing things that build your email list so that you can let them know about your book. Really, really important and good. Good for book sales and pre-orders and all kinds of things. Also, you're going to email your list as soon as your book is actually available, your paperback and everything. Another thing you can do, which can be very powerful, is to collaborate with influencers. So partner with influencers or other authors or individuals that are in your genre, right? Because they can help you promote your pre-order. They can help you promote this to their audience. So kind of once you exhaust your own audience, your friends and family, like, thanks, mom and dad, for buying my book, kind of thing. It's also then when we collaborate with other influencers or other authors in the similar genre, it can be really powerful because you can reach their networks, their audiences as well. And that's also why I love going on podcast tours, which I've done a podcast episode on that, because then what it does is you're collaborating with other people and you're also reaching their audience, and so powerful. So sometimes I personally don't do this, but some people have had success with Amazon advertising. So consider running Amazon ads to increase visibility for your pre-order listing on the platform. You could investigate that. Also, you want to engage with your audience. So to communicate with them. So respond to people's comments, their messages, get into support groups where you are, and just, you know, really build this rapport and this engagement with people in support groups or your audience where you know they are, and just tell them about your pre-order, tell them about your book that's coming up kind of thing, right? It's a resource that's going to help them. So following these steps can really help you have a successful pre-order. It can help you with a successful pre-order for your book launch that really does generate this idea of excitement, and it can boost your sales, and it can help set your book up for success right on the day that it's released. So I do really love pre-orders just for that reason, because it sets your book up for success from day one. So I do want to talk a little bit about marketing opportunities to make your pre-order a huge success. So what you can do, like some examples of marketing opportunities that you can do to help leverage your pre-order to promote your book. So some of the things like how do I do this, Andrea? Like what, like I get asked this a lot. So obviously, you can go on social media campaigns. So you want to plan a series of posts for your social media channels, right? Build excitement about the upcoming book release. Like you could do some sharing behind the scenes insights, or a picture of you holding, you know, a teaser of maybe you have an author copy of your book so far, or maybe you can do a picture of you with your book and pointing to your book on Amazon, you know, pre-order available. Like you could do some teaser quotes from your book. You can do all kinds of things to engage your audience and encourage them to pre-order. So social media, create a campaign. If you know you're launching on April 4th, for example, right from now till then, what is your campaign? What's your plan, right? Think about a series of posts that you can do in order to really emphasize this pre-order. And don't give up. Keep going, keep going, keep going, right? And I always say, I don't want people to get sick of me and I'm always posting. It's so funny because the reality is that they might not see your post. So it's really important for us to make sure that we're posting often, because not everybody's on all the time. So, and if people are tired of you, they're going to mute you. They're going to make sure that they don't see you. So it's taken care of. All right. So social media campaign, really important. Obviously, and I already talked about it, email marketing. So use your email list, send out to your target audience, right? To your subscribers, announce that the pre-order is available up for your book, and offer them exclusive content, offer them a bonus if you like, because they're on your list. That incentive to pre-order can be really powerful. And then virtual events, this is a really powerful thing you can do as an author. Host virtual events like question and answer sessions or author interviews or book readings or anything that you can do to connect with your audience and promote your pre-order, right? Like you could do a webinar about the content of your book. I know for me, whenever I have a launch coming up, I'll make sure all my podcast episodes up until that launch relate to the book that I'm launching. And then I always promote that pre-order during all those episodes. So you can use your platforms like this. You can use Zoom and create a meeting. You can do Facebook Lives. You can do Instagram Live. Like all these things can help reach your audience and can be an opportunity. Like virtual events can be a great opportunity to promote and market your pre-order. So I already talked a little bit about collaboration, like partnering. Maybe you partner with other authors. Maybe you partner with bloggers so they can blog about your book coming up. Maybe you can reach out to influencers in some way. Maybe you reach out to relevant organizations even, right? So my one book, Saving You is Killing Me, and my new book coming out is Tainted Love, Stay or Go. My niche market is those who are touched by addiction, who have loved someone with addiction or lost someone to addiction. So I can go into all the associations that work with treatment centers, that work with psychologists, right? Finding that niche so that you can all cross promote each other and maybe promote your pre-order. Incredible, incredible, right? This can help you reach a new audience and expand your book's visibility. So key. I hope this marketing stuff's helping, because this is the stuff I used to struggle with. And then I realized, hey, I'm not that bad at it, actually. Okay, so content marketing. So you want to create valuable content related to your book theme. You're basically, you want to talk about what's in your book and create content that's so valuable that directs people to go to their website, that directs them to leave their email with you, that makes them want to purchase your book or pre-order your book, right? It helps establish you as an authority in your niche, and it really does attract readers, right? That might be interested in your book. So content marketing is just all about providing value for your potential reader. So always talk about things, even like how I was saying, is I create webinars and like Q&As and things like that that relate to the subject matter of my books. Okay. Giveaways and contests, I kind of already talked about that. Organize some sort of pre-order giveaway or contest where, you know, they get prizes maybe related to your book. It could be, you know, merchandise. It could be like exclusive access to bonus content or a freebie or some or a workbook, something along those lines. It generates excitement and encourages those pre-orders. What else? I just put bullet points here so I could share with you. Press releases and media outreach. This is huge. It's so easy to create a press release these days and just take your book description and just announce to the world, you know, your book is coming. So write a very beautiful press release and distribute them, announcing the availability of your book for pre-order or announcing your book coming up and that, yes, it's also available for pre-order. So you can reach out to relevant media outlets, right? It could be even book bloggers or like reviewers. Reviewers would be a great place to reach out and send your press release, right? And offer them a free copy of your book even, right? And just requests for them to cover your book or to review your book even. And so that's a really great way also to promote and market your book. I talked about, again, pre-sale bonuses. I think I've said that so many times. I think I really like bonuses because I had it in my bullet points like three times. And so what you want to do is maybe you give them sample chapters or maybe you give them like a downloadable extra or things like that. It kind of motivates them to pre-order. All right. So I hope by leveraging these marketing opportunities during your pre-order that it can be such a huge, successful pre-order launch for you and really build this anticipation and really help to build up to your release date and ultimately increases your book sales, your pre-order sales, and sets the stage for a really successful launch. So I hope that this was helpful for you, right? I hope that you implement some of these pre-order strategies for your book and just recognize that it's a really smart move to build that anticipation and boost your book sales and just maximize the impact of that launch day. And that's about it, right? It's very, very valuable and it's great because you can create a plan. You can execute these marketing strategies. You're engaging with your audience. So many incentives that you can offer. It's your email marketing list, so reaching out to them and just promoting the pre-orders so we can really hit that launch day running. So that's about it. I always love to leave you with actionable nuggets. So let's think about an actionable nugget. Maybe there's four steps to getting started with a successful book launch pre-order. Okay, say that five times. So here's four steps to getting started. So this is an actionable nugget. How can you get started on a successful book pre-order? So what you want to do, obviously, manuscript, that needs to be prepared. That needs to be ready. You need to make sure your book is ready to go. It is formatted. It's fully edited. It's ready for publication. That would be the first step. So if you're not there, you can have your head kind of around the idea of, yes, I'm going to do a book launch and sort of start preparing, gathering emails, these things too. But you can't even set up that pre-order until your book is ready, until you have that EPUB file ready as well and gain some momentum there. So then you want to create your book listing and set up your pre-order. So that's as simple as going into KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing, and choosing or whatever platform you choose, and just select the option to make your book available for pre-order and set that pre-order date. That's as simple as it is. And then what you want to do is promote your pre-order. Here's where the work comes in. So utilize your website, connect to your social media channels, connect to your email list, spread the word, make big, nice art promoting you and your book, offer incentives, and engage with your audience about sneak peeks and behind the scenes content and create those posts. And then my favorite thing to do is as you're doing all these things, monitor your sales. Notice how what your pre-orders are doing and adjust your marketing efforts according to that. Like keep track of the pre-order sales. It's like, huh, when I did this, I got X amount of pre-orders. Like when I did this, you know, nothing happened. So you can kind of adjust and see, and that will really, really help you, right? So again, that is about it. By following these steps, I hope that you have a beautiful, successful pre-order launch for your book. And I'm so excited about the anticipation of that launch day and your book sales just going through the roof and really setting yourself up, your book up for success upon release. So that's about it, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I hope you got a lot out of it. And here I am wishing you great pre-order success. Thank you for joining us on another exciting episode of Bring Your Book to Life. I hope you've been inspired along your own author's journey. Now let me ask you this. Do you have a book inside you waiting to be brought to life? As your book doula, I'm here to guide you through the process of turning your ideas and knowledge into a compelling message that will inspire the world. If you're ready to take that step and you want me to be alongside on that journey and make your book dreams come true, I invite you to visit AndreaSeidel.com and set up a Let's Bring Your Book to Life discovery call. Or if you've already written your book and you're ready to publish, I invite you to visit livelifehappypublishing.com and explore their hybrid approach to publishing and bringing your book to life. Thank you for being a part of our book-loving authorship community. Until next time, keep writing and keep sharing. Your message will make a difference and have a ripple effect on the world.